man, I could have did something different on this one. Well, no, I ain't gonna say I could have did something different because I am doing something different. Could have just kept on, could just blaze 10 tracks and just let everybody just listen to it and, you know, everybody try to compare their little verses to my little verses and, well, everybody try to compare their written verses to my freestyle verses. I could have did that, but nah, you know, I want to open your eyes a little bit. I want to show you something that you ain't seeing for some reason. You know, give you a little bit of game. That's just like, you know how you got a couple OGs on the streets. They call themselves OGs, but I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. A lot of them OGs be snitching. A lot of them be snitching. A lot of them be, when they get locked up, niggas be locked up for 5, 10, 15 years. They be in there fucking them little boys in the ass, manipulating people. They do all that stuff. That's what them OGs do. That's why, to me, you really got to be an OG for me to label you or call you an OG. I just don't up and just call somebody who been locked down for 20 years of OG. That don't make you no OG. That don't make you no gangster. That don't make you no thug. That don't make you no real nigga. None of that. Because at the end of the day, you still got to earn your stripes wherever you go. And if you locked up and you taking booty hole and you know what I'm saying, you doing stuff like that, that's gay stuff. You know, that ain't no... You know what I'm saying? That ain't what real motherfuckers do on the streets. You know what I'm saying? Even though the industry full with a bunch of fags and shit, fuckers don't know. But a lot of producers, a lot of rappers, they gay, they bisexual. You know, they get the $1 million advancement checks when they sign on to a company, or they have their record label owner or whoever they got handling they music and they craft, they management. They be buying them rappers and artists stuff. They buy them a watch. Instead of cutting you $1 million check, I'm going to buy you $1 million watch. And I'm going to tell you what to do. And you're going to do it just because I got the money and I got the power. That's how they think, man. So, before you start calling an OG or old head an OG, you better look into his background, because I guarantee you there's something that he done did that he did revoke that OG card, you know. They ain't going to tell you that. They're gonna put their wall up front and tell you it's hard doing this, hard doing that, but they ain't gonna tell you the real, cause I done seen it. I done seen them, man. I done seen a couple motherfuckers out here on the streets that they been locked up, all up in the laundry room with the fag, washing the clothes, getting their little stuff sucked. Done seen all that, man. So fuck can't really tell me nothing. As far as they are OG and they more superior than I am, or take the game from me, young and all that shit, I ain't trying to hear that, because it's a lot of young G's that are OG's. I was an OG before I was 23. So I should just let you know, I ain't got to be 50, 39, 40, 60 to be labeled an OG. I done did that already. Done did that, lived that. So, you know what I'm saying? Give me my motherfucking credit. And don't be sweating me when I'm doing my motherfucking thing, you know? Because in the game, there ain't too many solid niggas, man. Fuckers want to keep telling on people and doing this and doing that. And they want to be praised like they didn't walk the straight line. Basically a straight line according to the streets, which means the no snitch policy. But we all know that ain't true, man. There's too many people out here that's catching too many cases that's still on the streets with no lawyer fee money. Think about it. You catch 3, 4, 5 dope cases with a public defender. How the hell are you getting probation, nigga, and you didn't have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 strikes before that? It don't make sense. So next time your partner hand you that gun, look at him and analyze him. Always keep an eye on your partners, because them are the ones that turn on you the quickest, man. You don't even know it. I had that shit happen to me when I was young, though. Motherfuckers, we all up in the cell. Dude keep getting caught out of motherfucking cell. Was it 9? Well, nah, I ain't going to exaggerate. 7, 8, 9, 10 p.m. at night. Talking about the pastor here to see you and your daddy won't talk to you and this, your lawyer won't talk. Motherfucker, ain't nobody stupid. I already knew they was running into the detectives, but, you know, that's just something that I learned along the way. That's why I learned not to trust motherfuckers. You not in the sense of I can't trust people, but in the sense of you gotta trust people to what you know they gonna do and what you know they ain't cut out for. Because a lot of people ain't cut out for what they be rapping about. Pick up a record, and if a person wanna talk about busting a gun, then you see him and he timid and paranoid as fuck. How the fuck would he even consider busting a gun if he timid and paranoid out here? Just imagine how timid and paranoid he'd be in the cell with somebody else or in the pod with somebody else, man. Like I said, man, people tell on themselves. Like I said, a real nigga ain't got to tell you he real. A fake nigga always gonna show you he fake. That's how you know the difference.